B'siyata d'shmaya, we're going to learn Eruvin Daf Kuf Hey. We're going to start 11 lines from the top of Daf Kuf Dalad Omad Beis, the very last Mishnah in the Masechta. Says the Mishnah, Sheretz hanimtza b'mikdosh. A sheretz is a type of a crawling creature that there's eight such creatures in the Torah that after they die, they have a very severe type of tuma on them. They are an av hatuma. Somebody, if a sheretz like this is found on Shabbos Kodesh in the Beis HaMikdosh, and a sheretz is clearly not allowed to be in the Beis HaMikdosh, no tumah is allowed to be in the Beis HaMikdosh. The sheretz itself obviously didn't ask us whether it was allowed to come in, but having a dead sheretz there puts the kohenim at risk. If a kohen were to, by mistake, touch such a sheretz, then the kohen will become tumah, and then he's not allowed to be in the Beis HaMikdosh. And it's a disrespect for the Beis HaMikdosh to have any tumah in its boundaries. So what do we do if on Shabbos you find a sheretz, a dead sheretz, in the Beis HaMikdosh? So says the Mishnah, this is the first opinion, Rabbi Yechonon ben Baroika in the Mishnah, Koyein moitzioi behemyonoi. Now we're not worried about removing it as in muktzah, because there was no muktzah in the Beis HaMikdosh, ein shvus b'mikdosh. The issa of muktzah is only a rabbinical one. However, if the Kohen were to take it with his hands and remove it, he would be making himself Tomei. He's not allowed to do that. So what should he do? He will use one of the garments that the Kohen would wear was his belt, and he could use that belt. The belt itself was a utensil. It wasn't direct contact with the Kohen. The Kohen would touch the sheretz, would remove the sheretz with his belt, even though his belt will then become Tomei. We know that, but in order not to delay removing this sheretz whilst looking for a tool that would not become tomei, for example, a wooden tongs, which are called a pshutei kleitz, they do not have a receptacle, they will not become tomei. So if they had such a wooden tongs easily and readily available, they would use that, and then they would not be making this belt tomei. But since they did not want to delay removing the sheretz, the kohen would use this belt to remove the sheretz, and even though the kohen is touching the belt, since the sheretz is an av hatuma, the belt itself will become a rishon letuma, and rishon letuma cannot make a person tomei, and therefore the kohen stays tohir and the sheretz gets removed. The kohen removes the sheretz with his belt sheloi leshoyis es hatuma, in order not to delay removing the tuma. Divi Rabbi Yechonon ben Baroika, Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Rabbi Yehuda argues with Rabbi Yechonon ben Baroika and says, no, we prefer not to make any kelim tomei in the Beis HaMikdosh, and therefore betzvat shel eitz, we look for tongs, wooden tongs that do not have a receptacle, and we will remove the sheretz with these tongs, and that way nothing will become tomei. Shelei l'rabbi says atoma, in order to avoid making toher clothes tomei in the Beis HaMikdosh. That's the first part of the Mishnah, a machlekas Rabbi Yechonon ben Baroika and Rabbi Yehuda as to how to remove the sheretz. And the machlekas is our main concern shaloi lishhois, that the sheretz shouldn't stay in there, or is our main concern shaloi l'rabbi sasatoma, that more things should not become tomei? The second part of the Mishnah is discussing another issue. Meheichon meitzin oisai. From where does one remove the sheretz? We know that the Beis HaMikdosh itself had a number of different places. The further and the closer it was towards the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the holier it was. Right inside you had the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Well, that's not a discussion because there's no sheretz in there and there was nobody to go in there to see a sheretz. That's not a discussion. But just beyond the Kodesh Kadoshim, there was the Heichal. Before it, that was the entranceway to the Heichal, called the Ulam. Just before that, that was the space between the Mizbeach and the Ulam, which was part of the Azara, but a very holy part of the Azara. And then there was the rest of the Azara. The question is, when the Chachomim said that you're allowed to remove this Sheretz on Shabbos, and that's wavering the Issa of Muktzah, and possibly going into other issues, as we said, making the clothes tomei, it was a challenge. The question is, did the Chachomim say that you should do this on Shabbos, even if the sheretz was found in any place in the Beis HaMikdosh, or just in the more holier places, relatively, of the Beis HaMikdosh? So that's going to be a machlokes here. So the first opinion is Reb Shimon ben Nanus. He says that moitzin oise min haheichal, umin haulam, umibein haulam lemizbeach. All the three places we mentioned, the Heichal, the Ulam and Bein Ulam LaMizbeach, those three places are so close to the Kodesh Kodashim, so close to the Shechina, so to speak, that one has to remove the Sheretz. Rabbi Kiva argued and said even more than that. Kol mokim shechayovin al zadoinoi koros val shigagosi chatos, any place in the Beis HaMikdash, where if a person were to go in there when he's tomei, he would, if he does it intentionally, he'll be chayev koros. If he does it unintentionally, he's chayev chatos. If you find the sheretz there, you have to remove it on Shabbos. And this means even the whole of the Azorah, not just the part of the Azorah that was Bein Ulam LaMizbeach, but even the whole Azorah, one has to take away the sheretz. V'shar kol ha-mekoymis, any other places, according to Shimon ben Anas, that means the rest of the Azorah. According to Rabbi Akiva, that means the chambers beyond the Azorah, where in those places, going in there as a tomei is not punishable by Koros. Koyfin alov psachter, for there we would not allow the Kohen to remove the sheretz on Shabbos. They would just put on top of the sheretz, they'll turn over this utensil called a psachter on top of it, and that way nobody will come to become will become tomei from it and leave it there till after Shabbos. Continues the Mishnah. This is the third part of the Mishnah, and a rather cryptic part that the Gemara is going to have to explain what this means. Rav Shimon Omer, Mokim shehitiru locha chachomim, the place that the chachomim were lenient and they allowed you to do what they allowed you to do, mishelecha nosnu locha, what they gave you, that means the leniency they gave you was not really a leniency, they just allowed you to do what was rightfully yours to do. Shelo hitiru locha elo mishum shvus, and this is another statement that says the chachomim only allowed something to be done if it was a shvus, if it was an issa derabanan, not if it's in biblical issa. And we're not going to try and explain it here. We're going to see in the Gemara what this means. Says the Gemara, Omar of Tovi bar Kisna Omar Shmuel. This is an opinion of Shmuel, and the Gemara is going to discuss whether anybody or whether it's agreed upon this opinion. Hamachnis Tomei Sheretz LaMikdosh Chayev. It's severely also to bring into the Beis HaMikdosh any kli, a utensil that became Tomei. A Tomei utensil is not allowed to be brought into the Beis HaMikdosh. Sheretz Atzmoi Potur. However, to bring a Sheretz itself into the Beis HaMikdosh, this person's not going to be Chayev, he's going to be Potur. Maitam. What should be the reason, why should that be true, that to bring in a utensil that's Tomei into the Beis HaMikdosh is Chayev, but to bring in a Sheretz itself is not Chayev? Omar Kroos has learned from the Posuk. The Posuk says, Mizochor ad Nekeva, from man to woman, Teshaleichu el michutz lamachane teshalachum, they should be sent out of the Beis HaMikdosh, v'lo itamu es machne mashani shoichen besoichom, in order that they should not desecrate, they should not make Tomei the camp where the Shechina is resting, which is the camp where of the Beis HaMikdosh. So the Pasuk says, Mizochor v'ad nekeva tishaleichu, from man to woman should be sent out. Mi sheyesh leitara b'mikvah. What's unique about a man and a woman, that if they become Tomei, they can go into the mikvah and become Toir. Yotzo sheretz she'en leitara, which means that the only things which have to be, which is severely also to bring into the Beis HaMikdosh and has to remove the Beis HaMikdosh, is only those things that are similar to a man or a woman, to a human being, that can go into a mikveh and become toher, which includes utensils. A sheretz itself, you can't put a sheretz in the mikveh. Toval v'sheretz b'yoda, you cannot put a sheretz in the mikveh and expect it to become toher. And therefore, the sheretz is not included in the bracket of Mizochor ad nekeva teshaleichu, they should leave the holy camp of the Beis HaMikdosh, and therefore bringing it in is also not going to be chayev. Leimim maseyele, the Gemara is going to try and bring proof to what Shmuel said from a brisa. It says in the brisa, Mizochor ad nekeva teshaleichu. What do we learn out from the fact that the Torah said that for man to woman have to leave, if they're Tomei, have to leave the Beis HaMikdosh? Pratlik Licheres. This excludes earthenware kelim. That earthenware kelim do not need to leave the Beis HaMikdosh, even if they're Tomei. Divi Rabbi Yosi Aglili. That's the opinion of Rabbi Yosi Aglili. That's the end of the Braisa. The Gemara is going to explain. Maitam. Why should that be true? That earthenware kelim do not have to be removed from the Beis HaMikdash, lav mishum de lesli tara b'mikvah, because we know that earthenware kelim never become tohir by being submerged in a mikvah. They have to be smashed in order to become tohir, and therefore they are not similar to zohar adnakeva. They do not need to leave the Beis HaMikdash, and that is a proof to what Shmuel said, that Asheret itself, which is also not something that can be purified in a mikvah, also there's no issa for it to be in the Beis HaMikdash, and there's no chiyuv for it to leave the Beis HaMikdash. So the Gemara wants to bring the proof to Rav Shmuel from Rabbi Yossi Haglili. Says the Gemara, Loi. No, there's no proof. It could be that what the reasoning of what Rabbi Yossi Haglili said was that what do we compare Mizachar ad Nekeva? Not somebody who can go to mikvah to the exclusion of Sheretz or Klicheres. No. Mishana se'av hatuma, that only something that can become, it doesn't have to be, but can be an av hatuma, which is a very high level of tuma, only such a type of person or such a type of object is required to leave the Beis HaMikdash, and bringing it into the Beis HaMikdash is chayiv. And that includes the sheretz. The sheretz is an av hatuma, but it does not include the klicheres. It could be that the reason Rabbi Yossi Haglili says a klicheres is not included in mizochar ad nekevo teshaleichu is because a klicheres can never become an av hatuma. Yotzo klicheres she'enu nase av hatuma. There's only two examples when a klicheres, when any kli could become an av hatuma, and both of them and the klicheres is excluded from both of them. And Rashi here elaborates which kelim could become an av and why the klicheres cannot. So we don't have proof from Rabbi Yossi Haglili to Shmuel. Continues the Gemara, Leima ketanoi. Maybe the first part of our Mishnah where there's a machlekes tanoim between Rabbi Yochanan ben Baroika and Rabbi Yehuda, maybe they're actually arguing exactly in this discussion of whether a sheretz is, whether it's also to bring a sheretz into the Beis HaMikdash, and whether there's a chiyuv to remove the sheretz at the first possible moment from the Beis HaMikdash. Because what did we see in the Mishnah? Sheretz shenimtzu b'mikdash, koin moitziyei behem yonoi, shalei lishoi ses hatoma divi Rabbi Yochanan ben Baroika. Rabbi Yochanan ben Baroika says, get the sheretz out as quick as possible. Every extra moment the sheretz is in the Beis HaMikdash is an issue. And even if you have to get rid of it by making the belt tomei, that so be it. Get rid of it straight away. Rabbi Yehuda emir b'tzvat shel eitz moitziyei shalei l'rabbi ses hatoma. Rabbi Yehuda says, you have time, don't panic. Look for wooden tongs, don't make anything else tomei, and even if it takes a little bit of extra time, you have the time to wait. My love, says the Gemara, can we not assume that Bahaka Miflugi, that's what they're arguing about. Demanda Omar Shalei Lishhois, according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Baroika, who says you have to get the sheretz out at the first opportunity. Kosova, he holds, Hamachnis Sheretz Lemigdosh Chayev. He says that bringing a sheretz into the Beis HaMikdash is actually Chayev. And he obviously learns, or possibly learns, that Rabbi Yossi Haglili, who excludes Klei Cheretz, is only because it cannot become an Av Hatuma. But a sheretz is an av hatuma, is not excluded from mizochar ad nekevo teshaleichu, and therefore the sheretz being in the Beis HaMikdash is seriously osa. Somebody who brings it in is chayev. Get it out the first possible moment. Uman do'oma shloi l'rabois. And Rabbi Yehuda, who says that you've got time and we'd prefer that you do not make kelim tomei, kosova he holds a machnis sheretz l'mikdash potur, like Shmuel said, that bringing in a sheretz, since a sheretz cannot be purified, cannot be nithar tohir with a mikvah like zohar or nekeva, therefore Shmuel, and that's what Shmuel says, that there's no isser for it to be in the Beis HaMikdash, bringing it into the Beis HaMikdash is not chayev, and therefore time is not of essence. You have to get rid of it because you don't chas v'shalom a kohen to become tomei, but the extra few moments it takes to find the wooden tongs that's not an issue. Says the Gemara, Loi. Don't try and explain the machlokes tanoim that this is what they're arguing about. To kule al mechayev, it could be they both hold chayev. Shmuel wouldn't agree with this because Shmuel says that somebody who brings a sheretz in is potter. So Tosfos discusses that. But the Gemara says it could be that both opinions in the Mishnah actually say that one is chayev for bringing in a sheretz into the Beis HaMikdash, and every second the sheretz stays there is an aveira, we have to get rid of it the first second. What are they arguing about? Rabbi Yehuda says you can wait till you find the wooden tongs. V'hocha ba'okim iflugi. And this is, they're just arguing with basic logic. Marasova shihu itoma tuma odif. U'marasova afushe tuma odif. There's an advantage and disadvantage to both opinions. According to Rabbi Yochanan ben Baraika, you're saving time, but you're making a kli tomei. According to Rabbi Yehuda, you're not making a kli tomei, but you're losing time. The sheretz is hanging around in the Beis HaMikdash. You're putting other kohenim at risk. So that was just a machlekes. Rabbi Yehuda says, shihu yitoma odif. It's better that you wait the extra few moments before you get it out, rather than making another something else, Tommy, in the Beis HaMikdash. Umar Sovar, Rabbi Yochanan ben Baraika holds, afushe tuma odif, we prefer for an extra kli to become Tommy, as long as we can get the sheretz out of the Beis HaMikdash as quickly as possible. Continues the Gemara, Elo kahani tanoi. Remember, there's a second stage, a second section in our Mishnah with another Machlokes Tanoim, and it could be that what they're arguing is whether bringing a sheretz into the Beis HaMikdash or not is chayev. Ditnan, we learned in the second stage of the Mishnah, Meheichon Motzieno Isoi Chulei. We saw that there was a discussion in the Mishnah that from what part of the Beis HaMikdash are you allowed to remove a sheretz on Shabbos? We saw that according to Shimon ben Nanas, you're only allowed to remove the sheretz from the more holy places, which is the Heichal, the Ulam, and Bein Ulam Lamizbeach, but the rest of the Azara not. Rabbi Akiva said, anywhere in the Azara you have to remove the sheretz on Shabbos. So the Gemara is saying, my love, can we not assume? B'hokam iflugi, this is what they're arguing about. Demand to Omar, according to Shimon ben Nanas, who says, Me'azara loy, that you do not have to remove, you're not allowed to remove the sheretz on Shabbos if it's in the rest of the Azara. Kosova, he holds a machnis sheretz lemikdosh potter. He says that there was never a chiyuv or an issa to bring a sheretz into the Beis HaMikdosh. And therefore, if you find it in the Azara, turn over this kli on top of it, don't remove it on Shabbos. It's only the much holier places and the places much closer to the Shechinah, so to speak. For there we say, no, it's not fair to leave the sheretz there, remove it. But from the rest of the Azara, you can leave it there. Uman da Omar, according to Rabbi Akiva, Mikula Azara, who says you have to remove the sheretz, even if you find it the rest of the Azara, Kosovar, he holds chayiv. He says that there's a severe issa for the sheretz to be in the Beis HaMikdosh, anywhere in the Beis HaMikdosh, and therefore you have to remove it entirely. Continues the Gemara, Omar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan seems to be challenging what we just said now, and says that it could be that both opinions, both Rabbi Shimon ben Nanas and Rabbi Akiva, they both hold that to bring a sheretz into the Beis HaMikdosh, any part of the Beis HaMikdosh, is chayev, is severely asa, and nonetheless, according to Shimon ben Nanas, you only have to remove the sheretz once it's there. Then, once it's already there, you only have to remove it from those places that are much more holy, that are much closer to the Kodesh Kodoshim, to the Shechina, and to the rest of the Azara, you don't have to. And Rabbi Akiva argues with that as well. And that machleka seems to be a different argument, and they're not arguing as to whether one's allowed to bring the sheretz into the Beis HaMikdash, whether one is chayev for bringing a sheretz into the Beis HaMikdash, etc. Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Shneim Mikro Echod Dorshu. It could be that they both learned, that means both opinions, Rabbi Shimon ben Nanas and Rabbi Akiva, both learned their opinions from a pasuk, not regarding whether one's allowed to bring a sheretz into the Beis HaMikdash, but regarding actually removing a sheretz from the Beis HaMikdash. And the pasuk we're about to bring is actually not talking about sheretz, it's talking about Avodah Zarah. So pasuk in Divrei Hayomim, when they were removing the Avodah Zarahs, which they themselves have some element of tumah to them, whether removing them from the Beis HaMikdosh. The pasuk goes as follows, Vayovoyu ha-kohanim lefnimo Beis Hashem letahir vayoytzi'u eiz kol ha-tumah Hashem. They would bring all the Avodah Zarahs from inside, from the Ulam, from the Heichal, from the Ulam, from the place Bein Ulam Lamizbeach. They would bring it Lechatzar Beis Hashem to the the more outer places of the Beis HaMikdash. Veikablu Alevim, and from there the Levim would receive it from the Kohanim. Lehoitzi leNachal Kidroin Chutza, and they would take it out towards the Nachal Kidroin. So, Marasovar, Midishtani ba'azora b'levim. Since the pasuk says that the Kohanim would remove the Avodah Zarah, it's only till the Azara. once the Avodah Zorahs were in the Azara, they needed many Kohanim, or many people, so to speak, they needed many people to remove these Avodah Zorahs, take them to Nachal Kidron. So the Kohanim that were inside brought the Avodah Zorahs till the Azara, and they would have to then give it over to other people who would take them out. Would they give it to other Kohanim, or would they say, no, from this point on, we're not giving it to other Kohanim. As the Kohanim were engaged in removing the Avodah Zorahs from the more holy places up to the Azara, in the Azara it was given to the Levim. So Marasovar, Reb Shimon ben Anas holds, Mide ishtani ba'azara b'levim. Since we see that at that point the Kohanim would give the Avodah Zorahs not to other Kohanim, just to other Levim, we see that Tumah Ba'azara Leka, once the Avodah Zorahs or any other Tumah is in the Azara, then it's not so severe, it's not so terrible if it stays there, or it's less terrible if it stays there than if it stays in the more inner parts of the Beis HaMikdash, and therefore they would only give it to the Levim and not to other Kohanim. Or Marasovar, however, Rabbi Akiva held, no. Ad heicha de le'efshe be'levim mafki kohanim. Hashta de'efshe be'levim su lo'i metami kohanim. It's not because it was less serious, less severe. Rabbi Akiva says that the Levim couldn't go beyond this place. Only kohanim were allowed to go there. So since only kohanim could go there, kohanim would bring it out. From this point on, Levim could be there as well. Give it to the Levim and don't make kohanim tomei. But either way, it was a discussion. What do we learn from the fact that the Avodah Zorahs from the Azara and beyond were given from the Kohanim to the Levim, then were not given to other Kohanim? Do we see from there that removing a Tumah from the outer part of the Azara is that little bit less serious than that removing it from the more inner places? And that would explain the machlekes of Shimon ben Anas and Rabbi Akiva in our Mishnah. But not that anybody holds that actually bringing in a sheret into the Beis HaMikdash is not chayev. Continues the Gemara. Tanu Rabbanon, hakol nichnosin b'heichal livnois l'sakein ul'hoitzies atuma. Anybody can go into the heichal, which is one of the inner, more inner chambers, in order to build there, to fix there, or to take out a tuma. Mitzvah b'kohanim, however, is preferable. It's a mitzvah for a kohen to go in. Imein shom kohanim nichnosim levim. If a kohen can't go in, a levi should go in. Imein shom levim nichnosim yisraelim. If a levi cannot go in, a yisrael should go in. Ve'idi ve'idi tahirin in tmein loy. But either way, pure people, the tahirim should go in, and tmeim should not go into the heichal. Continues the Gemara. Omer of Huna, Rav Kahana Messiah Kahani. Rav Kahana used to be the one who would find leniencies to help the Kohanim. Some suggest Rav Kahana himself was a Kohen. Others say that it's alluded to in his name. His name was Kahana, which was similar to the word Kohen. Either way, he used to, so to speak, help the Kohanim find leniencies in the Halacha. The Tanya of Kahana, Mitoich Shenema, since it says in the Pasuk, Ach el aparoiches lo yovoi el amizbeach lo yigash ki mum boi velo yichalilis mikdoshai ki ani Hashem mekadishchem. So it says in the Pasuk, Ach el akapoire el aparoiches lo yovoi, that a baal mum should not go into the heichal. Yochi lo yu koyanim baali mumin nechnosim ben ulam lamizbeach laasiz rikui pachim. So are you going to suggest that Kohanim that were Baalei Mumim, that had some blemishes and had some ailments which avoided them, didn't allow them to do the Avoida, they were not allowed to go between the Ulam and the Mizbeach, which was the place just the place in the Azara closest to the Heichal, just before the Ulam, which was the entranceway into the Heichal. We would think that from this Pasuk, they're not even allowed to go there, from there and in, La'asos Riku'ei Pachim, in order to make these metal plates, the gold plates that they would put into the Kodesh Kodoshim onto the walls. Talmud Leimar, Ach, Cholok. Since it says, Ach, Ela Poroiches Le'yovoi, what it means is that Ach is sometimes, it's an expression that's used that in most cases, a Baal Mum should not go in, but sometimes he can. So what it means is that mitzvah b'tmimim, it's a mitzvah for people who are not Baalei Mum to go in. Ein sham tmimim nechnosim Baalei Mumin. However, if need be, and there's no tmimim, no people without a mum, even those with a mum can go in. Mitzvah b'toyrim. There's a mitzvah for people who are not tamei to go in. Ein shom toyrim. If there's no toyrim, then nechnasim tmeim. Even tamei people can go in order to fix and amend what needs to be mended, even deep inside. Idividi, but in both, in either way, they all agree that keanim in Israelim loy. It doesn't matter whether they're balimum, whether they are tmeim. Better that a kohen balmum or a kohen tomei should go in, and not a Yisrael, even if the Yisrael is not tomei and not a balmum. Iboilu, the Gemara says that we saw that a tohir kohen should go in rather than a tomei kohen. A kohen who's not a balmum should go in rather than a kohen who is a balmum. What happens if you have to choose between a kohen balmum and a kohen tomei? Iboilu, tomei u balmum. Which kohen should be chosen to go in? Rav Chiya bar Ashi Omar Rav, Tomei Nichnas. In the name of Rav, they said the Tomei should go in. Why? Doyishtari ba'avoidas tzibur. Because there are some types of avoidas in the Beis Hamikdash that we disregard the tumma. If there's a tumma in the whole tzibur, or in most of the kohanim, there's different times where we say, even though you're Tomei, you can do the avoida. A balmum, we don't find such a thing. And therefore, it's easier to waver the tumma and allow a tomei kohen to go in to do what has to be done rather than a balmum. Rabbi Loza argues with Rav and says, no, balmum nichnas. Rather, balmum should go in. Doishtari b'achilas kochim. Because a balmum is allowed to eat kochim. He's just not allowed to do the avoida. However, somebody who is tomei is not allowed to eat kochim. So you see that it's easier to waver kedusha, or it's easier to be associated to kedusha as a balmum than as a tuma, and therefore balmum should go in rather than somebody who's tomei. Continues the Gemara, and now the Gemara is going to the last stage of the Mishnah, which was rather cryptic, and the Gemara is going to explain it. Reb Shimon Oimer v'chulu. So what are the words of Reb Shimon? Reb Shimon said, "Mokim shehitiru locha chachomim mishelcha nosnu locha." That was one statement, and the second statement, "Shlohitiru locha elam mishum shvus." And we don't really know what this means. What the Gemara is going to tell us now is that, and Tosis wonders why this part of the Mishnah is here. But either way, we've seen two times, or we've seen many times, but in two places we find Reb Shimon. In one place he's being more stringent, in another place he's being more lenient. We saw Reb Shimon on Daf Nun Beis Amud Beis, and there on Daf Nun Beis Amud Beis we saw that Reb Shimon was lenient. If somebody went outside the Tchum, we know that every city has a Tchum, 2,000 Amis outside the Tchum, there would be markers there, the surveyors would put markers and say, this is the end of the Tchum. A person who goes beyond the Tchum, that's it. He's stuck there. That's his. Well, if he was there when Shabbos came in, when he was one Amma outside the Tchum and Shabbos came in, that's his center of residence. He's only allowed to walk 2,000 Ammas from that point, and he cannot, so to speak, join the city with its Tchum and go freely in the whole city. That was the discussion there. And Reb Shimon there was lenient and said, no. He says, even if you're outside the Tchum, it's as if you're in the Tchum. Even though you've gone beyond those markers that say that this is the end of 2,000 Amos, you can still assume that you're within the Tchum of the city, and therefore when Shabbos came in, you were within the Tchum, you are part of the city, you can go anywhere in the city, and 2,000 Amos beyond any side. So that was a leniency we found with Reb Shimon. Then there was another Reb Shimon on Daf Kuf Beis Amud Beis, where there was a discussion there when one of the strings of the harp in the Beis HaMikdosh of the Levi'im would get torn, then we saw in the Braisa that the Tanakamas say you're allowed to tie a knot and fix it. Reb Shimon says, no, you're only allowed to make a bow, you're not allowed to tie a knot. There we find that Reb Shimon was more stringent. And we're trying to make some order here. Is Reb Shimon taking the more stringent line or the more lenient line? And in these two lines in our Mishnah, Reb Shimon actually explains himself. Let's see the Gemara. Reb Shimon Oimer v'chulu. Reb Shimon Heichakoi, the first part of Reb Shimon's statement, where Reb Shimon said, "Mokim she'tiu l'cha chachomim, mishelcha nosnu l'cha." Where's he going on? Hosom koi. It's going on the Mishnah on Daf Nun Beis Amud Beis Ditnan. Mishehich shechutz l'tchum. If when Shabbos came in, a person was outside the tchum, afilu amo achas, just one amo outside the tchum, the Tanakama say lo yikonis. He's not allowed to come into the tchum, which means he's allowed to go 2,000 amos from where he is, but he's not part of the city and its tchum. Reb Shimon Oimer. Reb Shimon says no. Afilu chomesh esre amo yikonis. It says, even if you're 15 amos beyond the markers that the surveyors put down, you're allowed to assume that you were in the city when Shabbos came in. Because the markers of the surveyors, they were set 15 amos before the end of 2000 amos, because of mistakes, either the mistakes of the surveyors or the mistake of people like this person who made a mistake, and or by mistake, or somebody who by mistake on Shabbos left the 2000 amah tchum, and once you're out you cannot come back in. Then in order to save these people who make these mistakes, then within 15 amahs we gave a margin and say, don't go beyond this point, but if you went beyond this point you're still within the 2000 amah tchum. So that's what Reb Shimon said. So Reb Shimon said, the Ka'oma Tanakama lo yikonis, that the Tanakama who said that if somebody was outside the Tchum, even one Amma cannot come in, va'oma le Reb Shimon yikonis. And Reb Shimon said, you can come in. Why? Because he said, and that's what it says in our Mishnah. Reb Shimon explained that Mokem shetiu locha chachomim mishelcha nosnu locha, that these 15 Ammas that were just beyond the Tchum, they're actually yours. It's not that I, Reb Shimon, am being lenient. It's not a kula that I found in Hilchos Shabbos. These 15 amas are really within 2,000 amas. They belong to you. They're part of the Tchum of the city. And therefore, when I said that if somebody's an amma outside the city, it's as if he's in the city, it wasn't a major leniency I was giving. I was just giving you what was rightfully yours. And now the Gemara continues with the final statement of Reb Shimon. That Reb Shimon said that shelo itiu lecho elo mishum shvus. Says the Gemara, hey Chakoy, what's this going on? Hosam Koy, it's going on the Mishnah we learned on Dafkuf Beisom. At Beis, to Ka'oma Tanakama, the Tanakama said, Koyshra, that you can even make a knot on this snapped thread, this snapped string of the harp. Va'omale Reb Shimon said to the Tanakama, Oinvo, you're only allowed to make a bow, you're not allowed to make a knot. Why? Aniva dele osi ledeichu v'chatos sharolei rabbonon. A bow can never be a type of an act which is going to be chayev chatos on Shabbos. Even if you make it permanently, then you're still not chayev chatos because of the type of knot it is, the type of bow it is. Kshira, however, making a knot, the osi ledeichiyuv chatos, making a kesher itself could be a chiyuv chatos, and even if you do it in a temporary fashion, it could be made in a permanent fashion, and therefore it could come to chatos. Loisha or le rabbonon, in that case, the rabbonon said, even in the Beis HaMikdosh, you're not allowed to do this, because that's what Reb Shimon says in our Mishnah. Shlo yitziru locho elo mishum shvus, the only types of melachas or isurim that were allowed, that were wavered in the Beis HaMikdosh, are those that cannot become isurim doiraisa. But those things that are or could become isurim doiraisa, there, even in the Beis HaMikdosh, we do not let you transgress them. And that's how Reb Shimon explained himself. Even though on Dafnun Beis I was more lenient, it wasn't a real leniency. I gave you the extra 50 numbers because in truth they are part still within the Tchum. And the Mishnah on Dafkuf Beis, where I was stringent, is because Ein Shvus B'Mikdosh is only when it's a Shvus, only when it's an Issur D'Rabbanon, then we waver it in the Beis HaMikdosh. But if it's a Issur D'Oraisa or could become an Issur D'Oraisa, then you're not allowed to transgress it even in the Beis HaMikdosh. Hadron Aloch HaMoitzi Tfilin, B'Siyata Deshmai, we finished Perek HaMoitzi Tfilin, Emir Tzashem, we're going to do Chazor on Perek HaMoitzi Tfilin, Oslikolom Maseches Eruvin, and with this we've finished learning Maseches Eruvin, and B'Siyata Deshmai, we'll come back to Maseches Eruvin, and in the next year we're going to start Maseches Psochim B'Siyata Deshmai.